And I guess obviously not to have Dustin out there today, and we don't know yet how long. We haven't talked to Paul, obviously, but what's the void like right now?
It's a big void. He's obviously one of the top players in the league and an important piece of our team. So for every whatever amount of time he's out, other guys will have to step up.
How did things change for you? Because you two have been able to build a really good and effective chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, I've over my years, I've spent time with everyone on the back end. So, you can't replace a guy like Buff. But in saying that, you have to be able to play with everybody. And I'm comfortable with any of the guys back here.
You just have to have that sort of next man up mentality.
Yeah, it is. I mean, over the years, we've had, our fair share of injuries. And that's just the mentality. Everyone in the league goes through injuries, and you have to be able to overcome them, and we have plenty of depth back there and guys that can step up and play important minutes for us, so we should be okay.
In the last two games you guys have played, faced teams that were on a bit of a losing streak, and obviously we're quite desperate. You get another team tomorrow in Edmonton that's dropped a few in a row, so what are you expecting from the Oilers?
Yeah, hungry team, obviously. You lose five in a row. I know in here if we had lost five in a row, we'd be a very hungry team going into that game, so we'll expect their best game tomorrow.
Paul talked a lot yesterday about the speed not being there yesterday for you guys, being a kind of a slow game. Do you have to go into the approach this game a little differently and say we're going to be fast right off the bat?
I think maybe we look slow when we're playing, a team that's desperate like that, a team that's, they're taking away your time and space, and really it's over the next couple of weeks, they're fighting for their playoff lives if you're at the 500 mark right now. So it's a team that's very hungry, a lot like Edmonton. So we just have to match that level of desperation and intensity. And, the speed comes with that.
I know you guys live by the day, Ben, but 2018 comes to an end tomorrow. And you look back at the last 365 days, you guys get to the Final Four. As we look at it right now, you're the top seed in the West. Pretty happy what this group was able to do in 2018?
Yeah, obviously it was a fun playoff run and great experience for everyone in here, but in the end, you don't really have anything to show for it other than experience, and coming into this year, we're in a good spot, and we're only halfway there, so we got, as far as the regular season, we're only halfway there, and then you got, two more months of hard grinding hockey after that if you want to really accomplish something. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us.